Good afternoon. The latest cold front continues to track through the region with plenty of clouds and scattered showers along with it. Southerly wind flow ahead of the cold front is allowing temperatures to push well above normal and will reach the middle and upper 60s before the end of the day. Then the wind will shift around to the west-northwest as we get into the evening hours. At the same time, the atmosphere will dry out from west to east, and overnight we'll have clearing skies, and temperatures will dip back into the upper 30s to around 40. This will set us up for a dry but cooler day tomorrow to round out the work week. We will have full sunshine with high pressure in control, but a northwest breeze will keep it in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures will moderate into the weekend. Saturday, that high pressure center will keep us dry, but as it drifts off the east coast, a southerly wind flow will allow some clouds to move in the second half of the day and especially into the evening, with highs around 60. The next front will move through rather quickly on Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. This is when we'll see the best chance of showers through the area. We still run the risk at some showers, especially in easternmost New York and New England, first thing Sunday morning, but we'll spend the rest of Sunday drying out with increasing sun. Highs behind that front on Sunday afternoon will be in the upper 50s. High pressure will be in control Monday and Tuesday of next week with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s both days before more showers head our way on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough will move across the Four Corners region today while a surface low and warm front drift northward across the central plains. A plume of moist and unstable air will continue to be pulled northward from the Gulf of Mexico across the southern and central plains, resulting in widespread showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall amounts of 3 to 7 inches, with locally higher amounts, are forecast across the southern plains into the weekend. This will lead to a flash flood threat, and watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of the southern plains of Oklahoma and Texas. And Major Hurricane Olaf is located approximately 750 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Olaf has winds of 120 miles per hour, and little change in intensity is expected through today, with gradual weakening forecast tonight and tomorrow. While Olaf is expected to move toward Hawaii, the official forecast from the Central Pacific Hurricane Center calls for the hurricane to curve to the north, then northeast, well before its core effects can reach the island. A high surf warning has been issued for the Big Island. And Hurricane Patricia is located 250 miles south of Lazaro Cardenas off the west coast of Mexico. Patricia has been strengthening rapidly, and despite winds of just 85 miles per hour, continued strengthening is forecast, and Patricia is likely to become a major hurricane later today or tonight. Thereafter, additional strengthening is forecast until landfall tomorrow night. Hurricane warnings have been issued for parts of the west coast of Mexico. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Laredo and Kingsville, both in Texas, to a low of 19 at Bear Lake, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers, then increasing sun with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979, and the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m., 10 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cooler, upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday near 60. Showers Saturday night and early Sunday morning, then increasing sun Sunday afternoon in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-50s, and a chance of rain on Wednesday with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.